Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. COVID-19 case numbers continue to ebb across the United States. Johns Hopkins University's tally Sunday morning shows a little more than 45,000 cases confirmed in the past day and 490 people dying of infections. But both numbers are trending downward. Since the pandemic began, the U.S. has registered more than 32 million infections and more than 576,000 deaths. But the focus of global concern remains India, where confirmed cases topped 392,000 in the past day. Experts caution the numbers are likely a massive undercount, with not enough testing being done to give a true picture of infections, and deaths vastly underreported in India's countryside, where people often die at home without medical attention. In New Delhi, Urvashi Sharma offered a harsh assessment of government efforts to Sky News.
When the cases started rising up, I thought government had a plan. But turns out they didn't. Within the first week, I understood that the governments have no idea. They're not prepared for anything. We don't have enough ventilators in one hospital. Forget about all the whatever we need for the entire city or the entire nation.
The U.S. is among nations rushing supplies to India. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells ABC's This Week.
We are concerned about variants. We're concerned about spread. We're concerned about the loss of life and also all of the secondary effects that emerge as this pandemic rages out of control in India.
As for appeals to President Biden to temporarily relax intellectual property rules for coronavirus vaccines.
We believe that the pharmaceutical companies should be supplying at scale and at cost to the entire world so that there is no barrier to everyone getting vaccinated.
Elsewhere, Puerto Rico is seeing a spike. Transmission rates are at 28 cases per 100,000 people per day. That compares with 17 on the U.S. mainland. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.